Complaints about junk cars in neighborhoods across the state hit a crescendo last year. The eyesore threw light on a dilemma between the city and military over automobiles left behind by service members. State lawmakers have been hearing measures to try and solve the eyesore complaints. One bill to require removal of cars within 10 days is getting pushback from the counties. The real issue is lack of space to store derelict and abandoned vehicles. City Director of Customer Services, Sherry Kajiwara, explains why it makes a difference between the two.
Abandoned cars is like the larger set. Derelict is like a subset of abandoned cars. So for a car to be deemed a derelict right now, it has to have expired tags of about 2 years. It has to be missing a major component, and the owner can't be located or no one's claiming ownership of the vehicle.
When you're saying component, like missing the wheels and the doors?
Or the engine or any component that makes it inoperable.
So how do these derelict cars end up on the side of the road? Because, you know, we're seeing so many of them.
Right. We're kind of like in this perfect storm, Catherine, because one of the issues about abandoned vehicles is more people are doing it. I'm trying to find out why. I understand, and don't quote me on the numbers, but I was told that the price of recycled steel was about $120 a ton. And a car would weigh, let's estimate, about a ton. So if you chose to take your unwanted vehicle in and get some money from it for it, you probably could get, you know, some good bucks. I understand right now it's $6 a ton. So I think less people, although it's the right thing to do, just like your bulky item, you need to pay to dispose of your own trash. People should be disposing of their unwanted cars, but they're choosing to illegally abandon it and make it taxpayers' problem.
And explain the process. I mean, so if a car is, found to be abandoned or derelict and it gets towed somewhere, is there a way to track back? So we just say, okay, well, that tow truck picked up this, you know, car, and then lo and behold, you know, if they picked it up in Kailua, now it's in Waianae. I mean.
Okay, so one of the problems that we are finding is that cars are being abandoned, but we ticket them. So HPD tickets them. Our enforcement officers also have powers to ticket, and they do that as well. But the ticket sometimes never reach the owner. And once we issue a ticket, it's no longer a city issue. It's a state judiciary issue. The follow-up needs to be done by the courts. And I don't have stats as to how many of these tickets they actually follow up on. But I do think that the penalties are not severe enough to deter people from abandoning their cars. I think it's about $100 or $150 as a fee for abandoning a car.
Is there any effort to raise that?
I haven't seen that in the legislature, although there are a lot of bills right now that are being introduced to deal with this problem. And I think seeing some of these things through are really going to help us.
Okay, there's one to require the city and county to remove an abandoned or derelict car within 10 days. I know a lot of the counties don't like it because it does really put a burden on their departments.
Well, to be honest, right now, the city and county has a 3-day removal. That's our threshold. And we work every day to try to ensure that our cars are removed from public property within 3 days. Our contractor is given 3 days, or they're assessed a penalty for every day past that. The problem is not that implementing 10 days, I don't think that's going to solve it. The problem is storage, and storage is space. And there are many reasons that affect space. There's no land left to lease for the purpose of storing cars. As the contractor or tow vendors, as their lease comes up for renewal, more and more landowners are taking them away to do other things with their land. Or because of EPA and environmental concerns, people are less apt to rent or lease their land out for the purpose of storing cars.
So in your testimony, I know at the legislature, you've asked the state, you know, that's the one thing that could really help solve this problem. And is there any state land to have? Has it been identified?
You know, we asked our contractor to get more land as part of their contract. They kept trying and they kept coming back and saying, we can't. And honestly, I couldn't believe that the effort wasn't there. So we as the city, we decided to step up and find our own land. And we went through almost a year of negotiation with private landowners, state land, all different leads. And we were met with the exact same result. We were unable to rent land. We were unable, even if we were willing to pay good money, we could not find land that people would allow us to use for the purpose of storing cars. It is a problem.
And here on Oahu, do they need to be strategically placed?
Well, here on Oahu, you have environmental issues. So you can't affect a water table. You can't affect certain land use ordinances. There are so many restrictions. And I think that's one of the problems that's making it hard. So with my contractors running out of land to store the cars and the city unable to assist with acquiring state or city land for the purpose, we have to limit the amount of cars we can pick up. It's a space issue.
But if you're saying you pick them up within 3 days, then where are they going?
That's why we have not been picking them up in 3 days, and that's why we actually have not taken the option to fine the vendor for not picking up, because we understand the problem. And again, as I mentioned, that perfect storm, it started about a year and a half ago with the military vehicles, and that became an issue. We had to hold vehicles until they were properly processed according to the Service Members Civil Relief Act. That meant we had to notify the owner, and finding an owner that no longer lives in Hawaii and abandoned his car years ago, that proved very difficult.
Right, and you just recently settled with the Justice Department.
Yes, and they have still held the position that we must contact the owner and get a signed waiver before we do anything with those cars. So since a year and a half ago, we had close to 600 cars stored until this settlement. Now that we've reached settlement, we can start taking action on some of those cars, but it's going to be a while before we get waivers signed or court orders done. But we're left right now with about 248 cars.
Wow, so it's still quite
a few. Take space.
Take up space, yeah. And right. So as far as the efforts at the state legislature, are there parcels that maybe folks might have identified, you know, that are under the jurisdiction of the state that we could look at?
Well, under the state and House bill, those two don't address land. They address other issues. But I was very pleased to see that recently, it wasn't a bill, I think more like a resolution, was brought out to urge the Department of Land and Natural Resources to help the city and counties to identify state property that is vacant state property that could be used for this purpose.
Okay.
That's promising.
So that's, but then it's still a ways away. I mean, I know it's March. Session ends in May, so it may still take a few months before anything happens.
Well, I will tell you, Catherine, that behind the scenes, we're continuing to work to find a parcel. We had one just almost ready turnkey, then it fell through. Then we had another one just about ready to move cars on, and it fell through. We have another lot that we are looking to hopefully get operational, if I'm lucky, within a few weeks' time. And then I'd like to get all those cars off the street and onto that lot and start processing from the lot rather than from the public roadways.
Right. And is there an issue with maybe these cars just getting towed from one spot to the next?
Well, because of the drop in value of scrap metal, I suspect is no longer lucrative for even businesses that deal with cars as part of their business to scrap it. So we're finding like state trucks or state vehicles that had been auctioned or sold properly, but we don't know how they're ending up on our street. So these are not all vehicles by private citizens. They're coming from somewhere else. And so we're investigating that as well.
But if, let's say, they don't have wheels, somebody is towing them from one location and then all of a sudden they're just, you know, in another neighborhood.
Right, unless we catch them in the act, it's hard to say whether they were missing their wheels at the time they were towed or they sat in the street long enough to be stripped down and missed their wheels then. But that is a problem. The longer they sit on the streets, the more of a problem they become to the residents' safety issues, to the environment with leaky oils. And then aesthetically, it's just an eyesore, and I realize that. So we're working really hard to see how we can address this in creative, out-of-the-box solution.
Okay. Anything else that you'd want to underscore about this, you know, because maybe, you know, the public's patience is just, you know, wearing thin.
Right. We need more legislation to stop people from abandoning their vehicles. That's the very bottom line. But the cars that are out there, we need them to opt to turn in their vehicles rather than abandon it. So if you no longer want your vehicle, go to the city's website and look up abandoned vehicle. It's called our junking program. And you fill out the form and you turn in the license plates and your certificate of ownership at a satellite city hall. We give you a form to put on the dashboard or on the driver's seat and we'll come and get it for you. No charge. It's pretty good rather than leaving it out somewhere.
Okay.
But the changes in the legislature are going to help us, because right now the definition of a derelict car is so stringent that we must hold it for about a month for to allow somebody time to claim it and then auction it and then process it for disposal. The quicker we can call it a derelict, the faster we can dispose of it. So that's going to help us. That's one of the changes that are in the law. They also have removed the requirement to auction, to dispose of by auction. So right now I can have a twisted heap of metal, but because the tags are current, I can't scrap that car. I have to go through the 20-day wait period, auction, monthly auction period, and then the destruction process. That might be 2 months I'm holding a car that I know won't sell.
Right. The delays just add up. And
so the change is going to help us.
And it adds to people's frustration.
Yes.
And your frustration.
Yes. We want to get rid of those cars because, again, the issue is space. The faster I can process these cars and get them handled, the more space that opens up.
That was Sherry Kajiwara, director of the city's Information and Complaint Office. She's hopeful that the state can help solve a growing problem with junk cars littering our highways and neighborhoods.